right, we're diving into this case in Ryukyu State, and it really digs into, you know, a property deed with some errors, technical errors.
Yes.
But also, like, the owner wanted to give up the property.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it really kind of gets at some of the really tricky parts of that stuff. So,
yeah, what makes a deed valid?
Can you tell us just, like, the basic facts of the case?
So, in Michigan, we have Charles Duke.
Okay.
And he wants to transfer about 40 acres to his sons, Frank and Robert.
Mm-hmm.
He uses a quitclaim deed.
All right.
Seems straightforward, right?
Yeah.
But the deed is notarized in May 2007.
Uh-huh.
But the notary's commission isn't actually valid until October 2008.
So that's...
big problem.
Like a pill.
Huge problem. Ticking time bomb almost.
Yeah, totally.
So how did this all...
Well, fast forward to 2009.
Okay.
Charles Duke passes away.
Okay.
In 2010... Robert tries to record the deed, and other family members, Crystal, Charles Franklin, and Marega.
So, like, siblings or other,
other family members. Yeah, they petition to figure out who owns this land.
Yeah.
They don't think this deed is right.
They're not happy.
And the probate court agrees with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they just...
The probate court invalidates the deed.
They toss it out.
Because of the messed up notarization.
Yeah, yeah. So... seems pretty open and shut, messed up notary stamp, you're done.
Right.
But then...
Robert appeals. Yeah, he's not giving up.
He doesn't give up. So what happens at the appeal?
So the Michigan Court of Appeals, they agree about the notarization. It's bad.
Yeah.
But they say that just because the deed can't be recorded doesn't mean that the property didn't transfer.
Wait, so the curveball?
There's a difference between it being valid and recordable.
There is a difference,
I always thought those were, like, the same.
A lot of people do, yeah.
What's the, like...
It's a very common misconception.
So recordable means, like, it's officially in the...
It means it can be officially recorded.
Yeah.
It could be entered in the public records.
Yeah, okay.
But a valid deed means the property was actually transferred.
Even if there are some...
Even if
technical issues,
right?
So you could have something that's, like, legally transferred,
you
can't be recorded officially.
Yeah,
that's so weird.
It is kind of strange. Yeah.
So what did the appeals court?
So they send it back to the probate court and say, you got to figure out
if Charles really wanted to transfer the property.
Okay.
And if anything of value was exchanged.
Was there consideration?
Considerative.
Like a dollar even?
Even a dollar could count. Yeah.
That seems
kind of cool.
Kind of wild. Like,
yeah.
So what's the, like, what's the law?
There's a specific Michigan law.
Yeah.
MCL 565.604.
Okay.
And it basically says, even if a deed has technical problems,
right,
it's still valid.
Yeah.
If it was made in good faith.
Right.
And for something of value.
Yeah. So that's pretty significant.
It is. Yeah.
Like, what's the, like,
I think it reasoning. Yeah. It's meant to, like, look. Mistakes happen in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes those technical errors occur. We don't want a genuine transfer to be completely messed up by a small technicality.
Right.
As long as we can see good faith.
So it's like upholding the spirit rather than the letter.
That's a great way to put it.
Of it, yeah.
Exactly.
So, but this case really shows how...
It does.
You can't just, like, look at the surface and think you know what's up.
Right.
With property law.
There's so much more going on.
But there's one thing that's been bugging me.
What's that?
This whole time we've been talking.
Yeah.
They don't actually talk about whether Charles Duke delivered the deed.
That's a huge point.
Yeah.
It's critical.
Before he died, like...
Yeah, without delivery,
that
argument falls apart.
So even if they prove
the
good faith and all that.
Even with good faith.
If there's no evidence.
If there's no delivery.
It's done.
Yeah. That's a real possibility.
Wow. So it really.
It really underscores how important it is to consider all the elements.
Yeah. It's not just about, like, a signed piece of paper.
It's not just about the paper.
Right.
It's the actions and the intentions to transfer ownership.
Wow. This is.
Yeah.
This case is
a lot more intriguing than I thought it was going to be.
It really is.
When we started.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, this is really making me think.
It is.
Yeah. So, what kind of evidence?
Well, that's a great.
Could they use to try to show a delivery?
We're going to explore.
Yeah. Part of this deep dive.
All right, well, we'll be back for the next part to find out more.
Yeah.
Okay. See you. Right. So to prove delivery,
yeah,
it usually comes down to circumstantial evidence,
yeah,
and testimony.
Okay.
Like, did anyone actually see? Mm-hmm.
Charles Duke hand over this deed to his sons.
Yeah. Were there any like witnesses to this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did Charles say anything about wanting to deliver it?
Interesting.
You know, was it with Robert's stuff?
Okay.
After Charles died?
So like where they found the deed matters.
It could.
Okay.
So
that seems all these little details can help the court decide.
Tricky though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like if it happened a long time ago.
Memories fade.
Yeah.
People interpret things differently.
Right, right.
And that's where.
That's where lawyers come in.
That's where you need a good lawyer.
Okay.
Someone who can gather all that evidence and present it to the court.
Yeah, okay.
In a way that makes sense.
This case really has a lot of moving parts.
A lot of layers.
I got the notarization, and then is it even valid versus recordable?
Yep.
Then this whole good faith thing consideration, now delivery. Yeah. It's exactly.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, and it shows how property law is complicated.
Good faith.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit more about MCL 565.604?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you mentioned, it's kind of a safety net.
Yeah.
What's the context?
Well, what
that law?
Someone prepares a deed perfectly.
Okay.
Gets witnesses.
Right.
But they forget to get it notarized.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe they use a notary and their commission's expired in the past.
Right.
That could have invalidated.
Wow.
A whole deed.
A technicality.
Yeah, a technicality.
You just ruin everything.
Could ruin the whole thing.
That seems pretty unfair.
Exactly.
If everyone's on the same page.
Right, and that's why MCL 565.60 exists.
Okay.
It basically says, we know people make mistakes.
Right.
So if the parties were acting in good faith and they really wanted to transfer the property for something of value, we're not going to let a small error ruin the whole thing.
So the law is kind of like becoming more human.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Like realizing that it's not just about the letter of the law.
Right.
It's about like.
It's about being fair.
What people are really trying to do.
And equitable.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
This is changing how I view.
It's fascinating.
Property law.
It is.
It's not just rules. It's like.
It's not just about
people. And real world situations.
It's about people and what they intended to do.
So going back to the Duke case.
Right.
How do you think that law.
Well, I think.
Could affect the outcome.
It could really help Robert.
Okay.
If he can show that his dad was acting in good faith.
Right.
And that there was some kind of consideration.
Even if it wasn't a ton of money.
Even a small amount. Yeah.
Then that notarization might not matter as much.
So it's like the intent matters more than.
The intent is key.
A tiny technicality.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why you got to document everything.
Yeah.
Any evidence you can get.
Right.
To show what people intended is really important.
Wow. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
This case is a lot more complex than I thought.
That's property law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other big takeaways?
I think the biggest one.
And from the Duke case.
To get legal help.
Okay.
A good attorney can help you.
Right.
Throughout the whole process.
The process of buying or selling.
It's like having a guide.
Exactly. They can help you navigate the legal stuff.
Yeah. Especially in a case like this, with all the twists and turns.
And the nuances.
Exactly.
This deep dive. Yeah, it's been
really eye-opening.
A fascinating case to explore.
It's amazing how a simple deed case.
It really is.
Can get so complicated.
Yeah. It shows how.
So before we move on.
Property law is always changing.
Shit, last part.
Yeah, it's a
bit. Can you give us a preview of what we're going to talk about?
So in the next part, we'll look at the practical side of the Duke case.
Right.
What it means for lawyers and real estate professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about some bigger questions about property law.
Interesting.
In the digital age.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Stay tuned for that.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about the Duke case.
We have.
But like, what does it all mean?
Yeah. Good question.
What are the takeaways, especially for lawyers
and
real estate people?
For lawyers, this case is a reminder to be really careful with deeds.
Okay.
It's not just about the technical rules.
Right.
You have to make sure
the party's intentions are clear and documented.
So it's like telling the story of the transaction.
You got to get it all down.
Yeah, and making sure you're talking to your clients.
And talking to your clients, making sure they know that even a small mistake can cause big problems.
Like what if they move their notary renewal or something?
Oh, that could be a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget when you're dealing with legal stuff. Mm-hmm. That it's real people.
Right, real people.
In their homes.
In their homes.
Yeah, in their land.
So for people who aren't lawyers,
what
should they take away from this case?
I'd say be proactive, be informed.
Okay.
Don't assume everything's okay.
Right.
Just because you have a document.
Yeah, ask questions.
Ask questions, yeah.
If you don't understand something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make sure all the steps are done right.
It's like an ounce of prevention. It is, yeah.
It's worth a pound of cure.
A little diligence up front can save you a lot of trouble.
So get your legal advice.
And don't forget, property law is different in different states.
Yeah, yeah.
So always talk to a lawyer who knows the laws.
Makes sense.
In your area.
This deep dive has been fascinating.
It has, yeah.
I mean, who knew a deed case?
You never know.
It could be so interesting.
Where these cases will lead.
It really shows how
they can get really complex.
Property law is more than just rules on paper.
Just the rules.
Yeah, it's about real people's intentions.
And their intentions.
And all of that.
Yeah.
So as we finish up here, I want to leave everyone with a thought.
Okay.
What happens to delivery in a digital world?
Yeah, how do you deliver something?
Right. Like if there's no...
If it's not a physical document.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
Mirror of the future.
See how that...
Yeah, it'll be
interesting to see how that all develops.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Talking about this case with you.
Exploring the Duke case.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we'll see everyone next time.
Until next time.
For another deep dive.
Stay curious.